The Higher Education Appropriations Committee will please come to order, and the secretary will call the roll.
Madam Chair.
Here.
Senator Thrasher.
Here.
Senator Altman.
Here.
Senator Brennan.
Here.
Senator Dieter. Senator Hayes.
Here.
Senator Joyner.
Here.
Senator Mofford.
Here.
Senator Ulrich. Senator Simmons.
Here.
Senator Siplin.
Here.
Senator Wise.
Here.
Madam Chair, we have a quorum.
Thank you very much. I believe we have some college presidents in the audience. Any presidents, if you'd please stand up. Thank you so much for being here. We really appreciate it. Don't forget to fill out the card if you would like to speak so that we can make sure that you get heard. And today we are going to go over our proposed budget, and we do have a workshop. Most of it we've been through already, but members in front of you, you have the draft documents for your packets. We have the budget spreadsheet, which we have gone over pretty much line by line, the budget conforming bill summary for the budget, the conforming bill that covers everything that we need to make sure we have to cover what we're doing budget-wise. We've got the Polytech bill summary, which we talked about yesterday, and the Polytech bill. And members, we did make a few changes, and I will just go over those, and that would be in our spreadsheet. The Bright Futures was recalculated because of the cost of the STEM supplement, so that went from $19.4 million to $18.4 million. And then there was a small adjustment in budget authority for the SUS tuition, really technical. We also restored the non-recurring for Daytona State, the writing lab, and we added, there was an additional outcome incentive funding amount that we also put in for universities, and that money was just a cost shift, did not affect anything, but it came from the Student Loan Operating Trust Fund for the Student Financial Aid. However, it did not lower any financial aid. So those were the changes that we made. Are there any questions for discussion? If not, then are there any members of the audience who wish to speak? I don't believe we have any cards here. No members of the audience. Well, members, this has been a complicated budget in a very tough year, as you all know. But I think the proposal we have is a fair budget given the economic times. I want to thank President Herodopoulos and Chairman Alexander for their commitment to higher education, although I have to say I'm always looking for a little bit more. And I hope we can straighten out a few problems that we have been discussing perhaps with and the concerns that have been expressed by members regarding the money for universities, that $400 million. And then I guess we have one person who would like to speak, Mark Anderson, and don't know what he's going to speak on yet, so I hope it's something that we like, Mark.
I do too, Madam Chair. Thank you. Mark Anderson, representing the Art Institutes of Miami, Jacksonville, and Tampa, and South University in Tampa and West Palm Beach. This is in regards to the ABLE grant program, and we, first of all, are grateful for the funding that we have received for this program since 2004. We sit at a fairly dramatic reduction in this budget that we are looking forward to working with you on as we go into conference. I just wanted to bring up to you just a few quick things. Since we started out in 2004 at $1,500 per student, we are now sitting last year at $803 per student. Under the current allocation, we're sitting somewhere in the neighborhood of $600 per student. We think that this is a program that is identical to, functionally and statutorily, to the Florida Resident Access Grant program. It was created as an alternative to expanding FRAG, We're grateful for this program. The program supports roughly 3,000 students. The enrollment estimating conference did not meet last week, but the numbers we understand might be changing from last year. So we would encourage, at a minimum, to at least continue the funding we had from last year. The House recommendations have us at $2.8 million at $945 per student. We would like to just respectfully request that you at least continue that funding from last year. We're sitting at a dramatic reduction to the funding we've had since 2004, and greater now than we've had ever since the program was created 7 years ago. So, Madam Chair, I know you've been around a long time and are very aware of the Able Grant program. It is a four-year degree-granting baccalaureate program for students who attend a private college or university in Florida. It's full-time Florida resident baccalaureate degree-seeking, the same as FRAG. We sit, as I said, at about a third of the award that the FRAG students are getting, and we're grateful for that, but we would very much like to see that differential reduced. But we thank you, though, for your help. We're going to be looking forward to working with our members on the committee, and you, Madam Chair. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
I have a couple questions.
Senator Altman, then Senator Ulrich.
So in real dollars, you're down how much from, say, what was the highest, and what is it going to proposed? What is it going to be?
Approximately a $200 difference?
Roughly $200 from last year.
But I'm talking about what was the highest point? What was your high water mark, so to speak?
Madam Chair? $1,500 per student.
So what we're, at least I'm speaking generically here, what we are proposing is to go from $1,500 to $800. Is that right?
No, it was from $800 and something to
prior year. Last year we were at $803 per student.
Right.
Under your current allocation, we're sitting roughly $602, I think, dollars per student.
Okay.
But we're down $900 per student from that original award year of 2004,
$1,500.
Yes, we're sitting at a $900 differential from the first year, a $200 differential from last year per student.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
And you know, we've certainly had to cut back on a lot of things in this budget. You will recall that ABLE is for the private, not for-profit schools.
Right. Okay.
All right, Senator Altman, then.
Yeah, but that was a question. I know that we were looking at a 25% cut on tuition assistance to ABLE grant students, which I do believe is a pretty significant cut. I don't think anywhere in the budget, whether it's Pell Grants or FRAG or any other financial assistance, no one has been cut anymore. And I hope we can take a look at that. It's a relatively small portion. You know, the total FRAG grants are at $81 million. ABLE's only at $1.8 million. I hope we can do something to soften that blow and equalize that a little bit, because a lot of these schools are really, really, they have very high standards in terms of workforce placement, in terms of having a capable workforce. They're playing a very important role, and that was some input I was going to give into the budget as we move along.
And we are still, at the beginning of the process. But we did also give 25% cuts pretty far down the line if you look at the entire budget. In a moment, Senator Dieter.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And I know you have worked diligently on this budget and commend you for your hard work on it. But I join with Senator Altman in trying to voice a consensus of the committee that if we could do something with respect to the ABLE grants, I think it would be something that would be in the right direction in increasing that.
We'll certainly take that into consideration as we work for the other side. Senator Dieter.
Madam Chair, I concur with my colleagues, and frankly, I wouldn't have your job for anything in the world this year, so I know the amount of work that goes into making these numbers come out right, but I would hope that for this year, at least, we could at least take the House position, because frankly, at $602 per student, that hardly buys you a couple of books at the level that these kids are at, and I have reviewed most of the programs through ABLE grants, and they do provide us with the workforce type kids. They may not be the university types. They're not going for a master's degree. They're trying to get a job. And $602 doesn't help them much. And I would just hope that we would take the House position and then next year do a review of the whole program, because if you're only going to offer $602, maybe you don't even need the program, or maybe Able and FRAG should be combined. There's got to be a more creative solution to this.
And I do want to jump on that, because certainly Able and FRAG are two different kinds of schools entirely, and we would not want to combine them. But, Mark, you do have a lot of support here, as you can see, and somebody else, Senator Hayes, wanted to speak.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And I, as having just presented my own chairman's recommendations a couple hours ago, appreciate very much what you've done and the task that was before you. So in no way do I want to undermine that, but at the same time, I'll certainly join my colleagues in supporting any decision that you make to elevate the ABLE awards, remembering quite clearly, as a student, $600 was a lot of money, and I would have been tickled to death to get $600 most every day, in any day in my career. And so I'm sure these students appreciate it, but as far as significant improvement in their financial situation, I'd love for us to be able to get them more. And if you can take the House position in the negotiation, I'll fully support you.
Thank you very much. We don't know where we're going to be with negotiation, and you know it's always a give and a take, so we'll have to see what they give for us to go along with them. Senator Thrasher?
You know, Madam Chair, while we're talking about different programs and ones that everybody has, I certainly have an interest in the ABLE program too. I know Senator Wise has worked hard on that over the years and done an incredibly good job. I'd also say this, you know, I know we're cutting, trying to cut equally where you're cutting. ABLE's cut 25%. The historical black colleges are cut 25%. The first accredited medical schools cut 25%. I get all that. I'd like to put a plug in, though, for the historical black colleges for some consideration, because I over my years in the legislature, have been to every single one of them, and I know they do a great job. And I know it's tough times, and I know it's tough to find the dollars, but I would personally ask you for, if you have any additional consideration for that particular area, to please seriously look at it. Thank you.
Senator Thrasher, I appreciate that. And since you have all these good connections, if you can get us a little more money in our budget, that would be really nice, because they have more on the other side. any other questions or comments?
Madam Chair.
Yes, sir.
That music is so calming, so I would hate to bring up anything that's not as calming. But I know that we were talking about the private colleges getting cut, our first accredited medical school getting its 25% cut, but also in the first accredited medical school, we had last year we had, and every year before that, we had a recurring line item for the Sylvester Cancer Center, and it was vetoed by the governor last year, and therefore not included in our base this year, and but it has been recurring ever since, and it's the only recurring money that the Sylvester Center has in our entire state budget. Everything else is non-recurring. I would appreciate if we could just take a look at possibly putting that in as a recurring line item, which has been there every year since.
We will certainly look at that, Senator Brannon. Thank you. Anyone else who'd like to speak to any? Yes, Senator Wise.
Is it okay to change the subject? Okay. Let me ask you a question. I've had lots of folks come by and talk to me about the adult education issue. How are we going to deal with that? And the cost, especially the folks that they're providing services in the jails and the prisons and so forth. How are we going to deal with? And I'm for the fee. Okay, I am for charging the folks a minimum fee to have some skin in the game, like we talked last year. And I've talked with college presidents and everything, and it's working. It's working the way I thought we would work. if at a nominal fee. How, what are we doing in the budget from a proviso standpoint that deals with those issues with the fees, especially the ones who are in high school that are going to the tech schools or what have you that need to be able to get some courses, if you will, to be trained to go to work? And I guess that's the question.
With the high school students, we've tried to make it so that they can at least get one course for completion. We are working with the other side on co-enrollment. I think that's an issue that Senator Brannon had. Yesterday, someone came to me and talked about the equity formula, and I think we talked to Kurt as well. Had some very good ideas, I think, in terms of how do we get equity without hurting anybody, and he had some very good ideas on dual enrollment, and so we're looking at a lot of different things there. But as you say, at this point, we have found that since we have put the dollar, which is a very small amount of money, you know, yeah, really small, it's such a small amount, but since we've done that, those students who were involved and seriously wanted to complete, they have attended classes, they are completing programs, and those that were really just playing with the whole thing, they're not taking those courses. And I think that's exactly what you were driving at, and I do believe that we will see even better results as time goes on. But at this point, I think we want to try giving it another year. But again, I think we need to look at the workforce budget, and maybe that needs an interim study.
Okay. I just that was just my main concern is that there's some unintended consequences, and our objective here and every place else is that we don't want to disenfranchise folks who are that need some kind of help on it, and especially the kids that are in high school that for whatever it is that we're doing with them in the K-12 program, that we have 111,000 kids who have failed two or more times. And those are the kids that need to be able to get in some adult education and get their thing while they're still in school before they drop out. And that's my concern, because I don't want them in the juvenile justice system. I don't want them to take up those dollars where we could put them in education rather than fund the criminal justice system. That's not what I really want to do. So, you and I will be gone, I didn't know if we were going to do anything to this, dealing with that problem.
I do think it needs an interim study because there are a lot of issues. It looks like, oh, this is so simple, but you're trying to be equitable. We're trying to do that for them, but at the same time, it's almost a prevention program, and I agree with you. Mm-hmm. Senator Brannon, was that?
Yeah, I do have one question. Can you tell me a little bit more on the last line on our budget and our conforming budget issue sheet? It says allow fee exemption for adult education students when full program cost is paid by another party. What's an example of another party? Is that like DJJ? DOJ? Is that someone else?
Mm-hmm. There is a, I think it's a Department of State program where they pay for refugees to have education, and they're paying the full cost of that education. And and there are some other entities which pay the full cost of these education programs. And so with the way the law was worded now, they could pay the full cost from another entity, and then the college or the workforce center felt that because the law said you had to collect tuition, they would have to collect tuition on top of the full payment that they already received from that outside group. So this would clarify that if the outside group entity is paying the full cost of instruction, you don't have to collect the tuition.
We just didn't want them to get double funding. Any other questions? Yes, Senator Joyner.
I know I brought up an issue about kids who were incarcerated who had to pay a fee, and there were instances that were documented where they couldn't afford a fee, and we wanted them to be in a position to get their education so when they got out, and I thought that we said we would deal with it. it was when we first started committee meetings and we talked about it?
What we did talk about was the fact that since we put in the fees, we have had much greater success at students participating and completing and attending, and those that were just playing games with it were not now, they didn't come. From what we have seen, it appears it's not even so much the money as it is, do you really have an intention of participating? Some places are finding dollars for those students who have big problems. I think the sheriffs had some funds that they were using in some places and finding ways to cover it. And so, as I think Senator Wise has had a great concern too, and we thought we would try to do an interim study this year, hopefully we can, to look at the entire workforce funding and also look at that issue. No other questions or comments? All right, then, as you know, members, the next step then is with the recommendations you've made, we will take those into consideration as time goes on. This needs to go next to the budget committee, at which time we can have more opportunities to ask questions and discuss. And from there, it would go to the floor with any changes that are made so that we can get into the conference mode. And if there's no further discussion or comments, then Senator Hayes moves we rise.